some things, maybe amp up some of the food that we have. We're at our house a lot making things. And we don't want, Mia, we don't want to make the same thing over and over again. Though after a while, it sometimes becomes, it comes easier because you can just sort of rotate five different things, I guess, and work our way. But give us some suggestions on maybe getting things a little more exciting with what we're making at home these days.
Totally. Yeah, I know. The same old meal can get kind of boring. So I have some great sort of tips today to help you spice up your meals as we spend more time at home. And so my number one secret ingredient is Nakano rice vinegars. You can use them as part of a recipe or to simply add a delicious splash of Asian-inspired flavor. And they come in different delectable varieties that are crafted to perfection and really allow you to personalize and infuse flavor into your favorite dishes. And so I made a few dishes today, and these will be up on Nakano.com and NutritionByMia.com. But my first one is my spicy Korean sheet pan chicken fajitas in a gochujang sauce. I use the Nakano natural rice vinegar, which adds a slightly tangy yet subtle flavor boost to the sauce, which lightly coats the peppers, onions, and chicken. And what's great about the sauce is that it's scalable in spice level, depending on how much gochujang and chili flakes are used. My other recipe is my Hawaiian-inspired seasoned stir-fry, and I use the Nakano seasoned rice vinegar, which adds zest and subtle sweetness, along with bell peppers, sugar snap peas, and rice cauliflower. And what's great about rice vinegar is it's also a great way to bring a boost of flavor to salad dressings, marinades, and sauces.
Let's talk a little bit about that Korean sheet pan chicken fajita. You're kind of mixing cultures there. How do we, where do the different parts from the different cultures come together for this recipe?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the theme of the year for Nakano, is that flavor fusion, kind of taking a little bit from different cultures and bringing that together. And I did the same with the Hawaiian-inspired seasoned stir-fry. And these recipes will be up on the website, so you can make them at home. I know, you know, the same old chicken rice can get kind of boring after a while, so it's great to have some recipes sort of in your arsenal but as we spend more time at home.
Right. What about the, I'm guessing, seasonal things, too? We should probably be getting those. That's the best, especially now with the growing season where we are. Sometimes you can start harvesting more locally grown vegetables, or even if we're doing something in our own garden at some point this season, we should be able to use those.
Absolutely. So in season, fruits and veggies spend less time from farm to table, so they actually maintain much of their nutrition and flavor, unlike out-of-season produce that undergoes early picking, cooling, and heating. So right now, there's so many delicious fruits and veggies in season, like berries, peaches, zucchini, cucumbers, and of course, watermelon. So whenever you can, buy in season or grow in season produce.
We're talking today with Mia Sin, the founder of Nutrition by Mia, a nutrition expert. A lot of folks have been eating a lot of stuff maybe they shouldn't have during this time. I guess, you know, there's a lot of baking going on and people eating a lot of, seems like, bread. I don't know if that's the big thing like that, but this just gives us a lighter fare to put together. What are we missing out in our pantry that we might want to go in there and look or maybe create something different with, if you could share with us anything?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always keep a variety of herbs and spices in my pantry. It's a great way to add a lot of flavor to dishes for not a lot of calories. And sesame seeds are also a great pantry staple, very common in Japan. They add vitamins, minerals, and healthy fats to meals. And just like rice vinegar, they add a little Asian flair to almost any dish.
Hmm. So give us some things to make some things a little easier for us when we're doing some of these things.
Yeah, so, you know, as we spend more time at home, I always recommend having prepared vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains stored in the fridge, ready to incorporate into balanced meals throughout the week. Makes your life easier and really helps ensure that you're getting the nutrition you need.
Right. And I guess it's enough to, especially with kids at home, a lot of times for Stephen like this, they can help prepare some of these meals that can make them more interested in eating some of these things, too.
Absolutely. And there is research to show that kids that are more hands-on in the kitchen and kind of get to experiment with different ingredients have better eating habits. So that's a great idea to involve your kids in meal prepping.
Well, let's get some of the recipes. Where can we go find some of the recipes you've talked about today?
Yeah, for more information and recipe inspiration, you can visit Nakano.com and also my website, nutritionbymia.com.
Mia, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing all it with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care.
Take care. It's 8:44 at AM 930.